Oh, Tommy.
Here with the gravy, Davey.
Davey.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Have a tomato, Plato.
Plato.
Here's got your Toradora.
Oh, Dora.
Try the bologna, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. I'll fix your
Welcome to Say Yes to the Chef. Our guest today is David Sadecki. He's the owner of several local restaurants. I'm Chef Janice Escott.
Hi, I'm Chef Kelly Taylor.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Janice. Hi, David. Welcome again.
Welcome back,
Thank
David.
You for inviting
Glad
me back.
To have
Thank you,
you back
so much.
Again.
Thank you.
So, David, you have restaurants, plural.
Yeah, I think you can call me crazy, but...
we won't do that.
I have enjoyed being in the hospitality business and... doing things that keeps me busy, being around people, and so that keeps me motivated. But, yeah, we have a few. We just opened our new U.S. one in the Briar Chapel, which we're very excited about.
What's the name of it?
Town Hall Burger and Beer Briar Chapel in Veranda Shopping Center. And we are very excited. We've been eyeing that space for quite some time.
And that's on 15501, isn't it?
It's right
on the way to Pittsburgh on the right-hand side.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the easy way for people to figure that out is after you pass Walmart on your left-hand side going to Pittsburgh, take a look in about 3 miles on your right-hand side. Mm-hmm. You see Veranda, and then we are inside there.
It's a brand-new place. They've just finished building it.
Yes, it's been worked on for the last year or so, mm-hmm. and I think we were one of the last restaurants to open up in there. There is three other food establishments there, and I believe that whole area and that whole community and multiple smaller community within that area have been looking for a place to go and call it home, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. we hope that we to deliver that for them. Mm-hmm.
Southern Chatham is really getting built up a lot right now.
That's great.
It really is.
I love being around Chatham in Orange County and Chapel Hill. I used to drive to Raleigh, but certainly don't miss that much.
It's much nicer here.
Yes.
It really is. So the other restaurants that you have, what are they and where are they located?
Well, you know, we started our concept of multi-location back in Baltimore. So we have a sports grill in River Hill Sports Grill in Clarksville, Maryland. We have a steakhouse that it's won every awards. It's called 620 Grill in Ellicott City. Then we came down to Chapel Hill. I've always had a home in Chapel Hill, and we opened Town Hall Grill in Southern Village, mm-hmm. which I believe that is just most incredible place. You know, I wish I could have a way back to live my life again, and I would live right in Southern Village, mm-hmm. because you can live there, you mm-hmm. can work there, you can play there, you can do everything. So
you could almost live there without a car.
You sure can, and it's a real blessing, mm-hmm. That we have an opportunity to be at Southern Village, and it took us some time to get our neighbors to sort of warm up to us, and I think it's moving forward towards that. Then we opened up the Town Hall Burger and Beer in across from South Point Mall next to Bonefish, mm-hmm. and that was something that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. I worked with Ruth Chris Steakhouses for about 12 years as COO, and I always thought that if you deliver a very good burger, that you select your meat and you just not become another burger place. Become sort of, I'm going to use a verbiage that is used too much nowadays, but it's called craft burger, just like craft beer. Yes. If you craft your burger, you're going to have people that want to come in. It's the oldest, homiest family getting together, afternoon, lunch. It's just what we like to get to. So we spent some time developing our menus and opened it, and it has been a quite success. We have seen growth. And so as we were looking at Briar Chapel, we took that concept, but since our vision is to go to communities and take our concept, but don't force our concept to the community, study the community, and then build a place that fits into the concept, to the area. So Town Hall Burger and Beer and Briar Chapel has about 80% of the menu from Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham. But it's not the same place. We're not off of I-40 highway. We are a little more local every other day people. We have been open 4 weeks, and I can tell you that I have guests there at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. So we built this one with a bit different emphasis of being sort of away from home but close to home restaurant that you can go. You can see your neighbors. You can actually hang out with them and then go home. It's just, you don't even have to go to Main Street. If you live in Briar Chapel, you don't have to go to Main Street to go there. But there's also multiple of other places across the street, like Farrington Village and others, that Governor's Club is just 3 miles away. And we think we want to deliver something that is different and a little more comfortable as a neighborhood place. So we craft our burger, we do craft beer, and we try to bring the old things in hospitality, and that is simply to be hospitable. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you serve a burger or a New York strip, you still want to make sure that guests enjoyed what they had and they can reach out to you. So I actually see people looking at me and saying, this guy's crazy. He keeps going around the table and asking them if they like their burger. Well, yeah, I am. If that's crazy, I am, because I just want you to like it and I want you to tell me what I do different. Obviously, you know, as a new place, you want all the feedback you can get. To take the adjustment. You get one chance to open it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, in that first month is usually a difficult time.
It's been fantastic.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Because, you know, there is a lot of things that are going to move around, I guess, a bit. But you've done this your fair share now, so.
Yes, I have.
I think that you've got some things down.
Well, you know, I think one of the most difficult things in today's market is finding the good population of employees.
Yeah.
And I think that is where you make a difference. We are not opening for lunch. We're just opening for dinner because we need to recognize what we're doing wrong. And if we open for lunch, then that gives us no time to recover from our mistakes. So we are continuously staying open for dinner only all the way through mid-January, 2.5 months. So our training is solid. Our crew becomes solid. Our prepping becomes solid. So when we open for lunch, we don't drop the ball, as we call it, for dinner. And we pay very well. I mean, our staff making average $14, $15 an hour.
That's very well.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So definitely, they're getting good pay. And believe it or not, they're still hard to find good employees. And you know, Maul's paying them, what, $8 an hour to come and do holiday part-time work? Mm-hmm. So it's finding good employee in our industry, it's a bit difficult. And I thought, being around the school system, when I went to school, when my kids went to college, they all had a part-time job, and most of them was in field that they can afford to give you a part-time job. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like it goes the same around here.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's interesting.
when the kids coming in their BMW and Audis looking for a job, it's a little bit different, yes.
Well, you know, as you're talking, David, you're reminding me that that it's somewhat like your description is somewhat like the pubs of England that have been around forever. And it's a very interesting concept.
You know something, it's always such a pleasure, whether you come up to a restaurant and we stand on a corner and I chat away with you for 20 minutes and or seeing you at your daughter's salon.
Which is right
you see you. You see things that, and that's the vision. Mm-hmm. I've been in a corporate America where I have seen done a bunch of stuff. Doing local, being around the community is what we want.
Yes. Well, great. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Say Yes to the Chef on WCHL. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Say Yes to the Chef on WCHL. I'm Kelly Taylor with my co-host Janice Escott. And our guest today is David Sadeghi. He owns several restaurants and all of the Town Hall Bar and Grill. And we've been talking a lot about just opening and where you've been opening. And in particular, we were talking about the real, before we left, the real community feel of your restaurants, trying to be that neighborhood bar, that neighborhood place where people go and visit and talk with one another, which is very European, which is what Janice was saying. But I want to go back to something you said earlier. You asked about, or you said that it was important that you do craft burgers and craft beer. And I agree that word is so overused that I want to know what you think that means to offer something that's called a craft burger.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, we both seems to agree that it's overused, so we put that aside. I think for me, a craft is when you actually think about the ultimate product and you take something that is beer. Everybody drank beer. So now somebody decides to take that beer and really manipulate the beer to have a different flavor profile. So for us, the first and most important case was find the right patty, what we call it in our restaurant, pick your patty, pick your bun, pick your sauces. So we found a patty that we spend a year to be consistent. We use an 8-ounce patty. We use chuck, brisket, and short rib. I won't give you the mixes of them. Every piece of patty for us has dated when they come in, dated when it's packed. So we know our time life. Then we went ahead and developed sauces and toppings. I mean, for a Carolina burger, I mean, what fits in with Carolina more than a good coleslaw and a pork belly? Mm. I mean, and then who has a burger without a pimento cheese? Now you can go buy a pimento cheese that serves you in a bucket, or you can take your time and make the pimento cheese that actually has the flavor of the pimento into that cheese. Mm-hmm. So our intention was to craft that for us. So we make our coleslaw, we do cure our own pork belly, we slice our pork belly, we do our own pimento, and then we cook them, and we get our bread down the street, fresh baked daily. So when you put them together, to me, that's a craftsmanship. That is taught, that has gone through it. So we have California burger, we got Carolina burger. So we have burgers that we believe deliver a compliment to the patty from our type of our beef, from the sauces we put in there.
So also then, does each kitchen make all of the things for their restaurant?
We don't have a commissary. No, okay. we do everything on individual location. That's why we can't just go in and open up and go full fledged. We take our time to train them. There is also changes of the menus. For example, in Town Hall Burger Beer in Briar Chapel, people want to sit at the bar and they want to have an appetizer. So we have fried calamari, where can get them everywhere else, but I think ours is delicious. It's fresh.
It is.
It's fantastic.
We eat it all the time because it is absolutely delicious.
I had guests come in to me over the last 3 weeks that have had a shrimp and grits, and I had mushroom polenta as an appetizer. And they're telling me that, my God, this is a burger joint, but I just come in because I love your shrimp and grits, and they're ordering it to go. Mm-hmm. Our turkey burger. So you can't just be a burger place that just does beef, and there are some franchises that they do the burger and then they buy everything else pre-made. Mm-hmm. So we have our own recipe for making our turkey burger, our own recipe to make our lamb burger. We have our own recipe for a quinoa burger, black bean burger. Mm-hmm. We don't serve a salmon that most people take the salmon, break it down, mix it up. We call it salmon burger, but it's 8 ounces of salmon seared and put on a bun with our sauce, tzatziki sauce and capers, and it's served to you. So that's what we call a craft. We put some time to create things that every one of our staff loves to eat. So our staff, every night, they get 50% off. Unless they haven't tried the item, then they get it for free. They order that food. They work there 5 days a week. Every day they're eating that food. So that makes me proud. I sit there and order that food, and if I see them all the time.
They critique it.
Yeah, well,
I do.
They
critique it and tell you. And
I do that too.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
I order them just to make sure the batches are right. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things we do, so when we make a batch of food, the policy is we take a small piece of that batch and cook it. And the staff in the kitchen try them to make sure that the profile that was made matches that. And then we use different buns. I mean, we believe that turkey and our lamb burger really feels better, tastes better with the tandoori bread. So it gives it a different flavor profile. So we serve that with a different bun than a brioche bun that we use most of our burger. Our chicken is served in a pretzel bun, which is a thicker bread. So it can, you know, burger is a burger, so it's soft. Chicken, you still need to bite through it. So we want to have that nice, crusty bread on the outside. So that's what I call a craft.
Well, you put a lot of time and effort into your menu. So does each head chef at each of the establishments work that out? Or who's doing the menu?
Okay, so I hope they're not listening. But this was something that I wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. And so I think about it every day. I really don't have much else to do. I like to play golf. I have two kids that they have graduated from school and they're doing their own stuff. So this is like a new baby after leaving corporate America. So, yes, I do have a lot of influence, but the special burgers is strictly theirs. Mm-hmm. So they come up with a monthly burger. They come up with the specialty burger. But the structure of what was to start can't be changed.
Right.
So the fundamental stays the same. Mm-hmm. The creativity sits into every person that works, leading kitchen manager that works in there. I don't call us executive chef. I don't know what that word is anymore because I'm not there anymore to call corporate executive chef. We're a team of people that we know what we have, and we know what we want to change it to taste better together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily look to have different product all the time. Remember, we want to be in the community. So if you're home and you call in your neighbor, let's go, I feel like I have an urge for a turkey burger. And it's not something you can make at home. You can't make that turkey burger at home. It's just something that you can't. So let's go there, and it's because you want it. So we don't want our fundamental of our menu to change,
mm-hmm.
but we certainly do some creative items around it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And every local area will have part of them. So if it happens to be for us to be around the ocean and go to the east part of the state, we definitely will work on some shrimp burger and or some fresh catch burgers that will be different. But currently, we just work within what we have. So we collectively talk about it, but it was developed.
The base menu was developed by you.
Years ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you find. You find the base menu at your similar at your
yes, you can.
Restaurants.
Absolutely.
And then each individual restaurant is a little bit more tailored to the neighborhood.
Absolutely. But, you know, you could have said that in about 3 seconds, and it took me 15 minutes.
Well, that's okay.
That's what Janice called. That's what Janice says, I'm chatty.
I love your chatty.
It's good to be chatty when you're on the radio.
It is.
That's all we got is chatty on the radio. We have to take another break, and then we can continue to be chatty again.
Okay.
And talk for another whole while without being interrupted. You're listening to Say Yes to the Chef on WCHL 97.9, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back. This is Say Yes to the Chef on WCHL 97.9. My name is Kelly Taylor. My co-host is Janice Escott. And our guest today is David Sadeghi, who owns several restaurants around town. And a new one, a brand new one, that's been open for a month. Is that right, David?
Yes, it is.
Town Hall Bar and Burger.
Town Hall Burger and Beer.
Yeah, okay. Town Hall Burger and Beer. And that's in the Briar Chapel?
Yes.
Okay, because I always get Briar Chapel and Briar Creek. I have to think about it before I say it.
So say that at the veranda in Briar Chapel.
At the veranda.
Which I felt like built that thing really fast, but I know you probably were working on it for a while. Mm-hmm. It seemed like from me driving by that it was like, holy cow. Yeah, they built that, and it's already up and running.
Well, you know, the underground takes a while, and then when the building comes up, then you, oh, my God, I have to finish this up now. So.
Yeah. Well, we left. We were talking about all the burgers, which there are a lot of options. What else do you have on your menu besides a selection?
Well, you know, we've been talking about Town Hall Burger and Beers in the location, and that is really our signature store to move forward. Mm-hmm. However, we certainly love our Town Hall Grill, which is in Southern Village. Mm-hmm. And probably the reason people give us a shot to go to Town Hall Burger and Beer is because of the job that the team does at Town Hall Grill and sort of developed a positive name for us. Town Hall Grill has a young man named Ozzy. And Ozzy has worked with me now for 5 years, and he's one of those guys that, you know, when I was younger, his age, and working in the kitchen, I always run away from the chef because I could never get him to listen to me. Well, I figured as I grew up, people like that would change. Well, Ozzy hasn't changed. Ozzy is a 30-year-old guy who still thinks like the back old chefs. There is one thing about him. He can create. He loves to create. Every day he will do a special. And it's not something that I request because I think our menu has that Town Hall Grill has a pretty good variety, but he does. He loves making soup. He probably makes four soups a week. I mean, whether it is the chowders, whether it is chickens, whether it is vegetable, he makes soups and he watches the weather. So if the weather is cold, you know, he makes you a nice, brothy, hot soup. Mm-hmm. And if it's nice and warm, he does a nice, you know, cooler soups. He does cream-based soup. He loves making his crab chowders, and people love his crab chowder. And he has worked on his crab cake, too. So we actually have people that come in, call us up to make sure if that's on a special to come in. So there is a restaurant that we have that really a lot of autonomy goes into the kitchen to make the product. Mm-hmm. That is different. But we can't do that in our burger joint. There, mm-hmm. it's a totally open place for him to go.
Actually, when you walk into the townhouse, it looks like a sports bar. There are lots of televisions and things like that. And then you sit down and look at the menu and realize that it's much more than just a sports bar. Because the menu is very varied, and I've had lots of things on your menu, and I really enjoy it a lot. Some of the things that do stand out are the soups. I always inquire about the soups, and one of them that I really liked was I guess it was during more in the summertime when he made an absolutely marvelous tomato basil soup.
Yes.
That was exquisite.
Yeah.
It really, truly was. And you could tell that it was a lot of care went into it, a lot of attention to flavor. And it wasn't just the ordinary, everyday tomato soup that you think of in a restaurant. It really had a lot of personality to it. And the blue crab cakes are particularly wonderful. And that's one of your specials, too.
Yes, it is. And he certainly, you're absolutely right. He certainly puts a lot of care. And if I'm there, he makes sure he comes, try this one. It's really good. And it's, you know, you love, you know, we talked about the staffing earlier in the show. And, you know, it's so hard to get them. And when you got someone like this, you just give him a piece of the restaurant. Say, listen, just keep this up because the reason we can keep going is because of consistency that you deliver there. And, you know, you made a comment about us being sort of a sports bar. I don't know how Town Hall Grill has become what it's become. Because it is so interesting. When I took it over, there was about maybe six TVs. The people come over there for sports. I mean, it's Carolina. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's anything going on in Carolina, they're there. So we know that, and we know that we're sports. But God forbid if they come in and they don't get good food. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly. A community that likes their sports and a sporting community that comes there. But then there is a local community that wants to be there for the food. So it has been a bit of a confusion for us. But I think the team has delivered that somewhat reasonably for our guests. Because, you know, at the end of the day, to be in the neighborhood, you need a place to be a sports bar in the neighborhood. And that is.
Well, you do here. Yeah, not in every city, probably, but in this city.
We sure do, right? It's ironic. Town Hall Burger and Beer in Briar Chapel, it's by far never going to be that. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have the seating capacity, neither are we a place for someone to go there for 3 hours to sit down and watch a ball game. Mm-hmm. The total capacity is 100 seats, so it's more of a place to go visit, have a drink, have a bite to eat, and let your neighbor get the seat then. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit different. But it's Town Hall Grill, certainly in Southern Village, has evolved into a sporting dining, you know, Friday, Saturday, people come in and have a filet mignon, mm-hmm. and absolutely. They have the brick chicken. And so there is, not everybody has chicken wings, and some of our...
What you think of?
Yeah, right, our tacos are incredible. I mean, our carnita tacos, our fish tacos, it's fantastic. He puts a lot of effort. Tinga Tacos is probably the most famous taco dish that we serve over there. Salads from...
We have a lot of variety.
Yes, we have great
variety. Over. It's not mm-hmm. like just one or two things.
Right.
That seems like that would be a lot of work in the kitchen.
It sure is. That's why you like Ozzy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of things to prep. Mm-hmm.
And you should come see the kitchen. The size of our walk-in cooler is as big as this studio. That's
Which
it.
Is, mm-hmm. I'm really bad at
it. It's about 8. It's about 8 mm-hmm. by 10. Mm-hmm. It's a total mm-hmm. size. Mm-hmm. The good part is that when you have an active restaurant, you're continuously prepping, mm-hmm. so your inventory moves, mm-hmm. and you deliver fresh food. So if you have a walk-in cooler that is 4 times the size, then people get the lazy part to over-prep. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get the food that you wanted, it was prepped 3 days ago. So right. now you lose that that flavor mm-hmm. profile that you deliver that they wanted to serve the next day. So
you prep and over order.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then it costs the operators money as well.
Mm-hmm. And the
yeah.
difference is amazing because I think that people can recognize fresh. And I really believe that they can. And I think that Southern Village is a pretty sophisticated neighborhood. And people come in there with high expectations. And when you deliver those expectations that they're looking for, they'll come back.
They sure do, and mm-hmm. I think they recognize that they recognize that we are a neighborhood mm-hmm. pub, neighborhood grill mm-hmm. that try very hard to deliver the quality food and with a care that is very genuine by all of our staff. Many of our people, you've been there. Many of our people, our team. Knows people that walk in through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So
by name.
There is by name, mm-hmm. and they know their drinks. There is, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, that, I think we all can relate to cheers.
I was just thinking cheers when you
We all relate that. To mm-hmm. cheers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I've always been in the business. I always wanted that cheer feeling.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to have a couple of cheers in the neighborhoods.
Well, you are. We will continue talking in just a few seconds or a few minutes, but we do need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is Say Yes to the Chef. I am Kelly Taylor with my co-host Janice Escott and our guest David Sadeghi, who is the owner of Town Hall Burger and Beer and Town Hall Grill here in the area, several locations. and some other locations out of state. And we've talked about a lot of stuff so far. We've talked about your menu and planning the menu, which takes a long time, and the variety that you offer. One of the things I really do want to talk about is a business issue, and that is staffing. And how important that is. I just went out the other day to a restaurant, a real, you know, like a pickup. It wasn't an overly fancy restaurant. You know, they had paninis and things like that. And I tell you, I know the chef in the back, so I know he makes really good food. And he made all these sides, and he made these great choices. But the people making the paninis in the front were not doing a very good job. And all of his effort and work in the back was thrown off by the people in the front. And, you know, I think that sometimes people forget that. Those people in the front are equally as important to be trained properly, or all the work in the kitchen goes to them.
Absolutely.
So that is such a training, mm-hmm. staffing issue. How do you keep up on that at all these different places, making sure that everyone is trained properly?
I think it's just continuously working at it. What you encounter is really not a abnormal situation. It happens so often than not. And, you know, we hear this this comment about millennial so often nowadays. Training the millennial are not as easy because most all of them don't even care about the job. Mm-hmm. They're just there. And our business, it's even worse.
You mean in the food business?
In the food business, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So there are, but I hear that from other retail industry too, not just our business. So it's, you have to have a culture that's set up. Mm-hmm. And the way we see it is that we get lucky. Really, luck has a lot to do with it. We get lucky with a few people who really buy into our concept, to our culture, and we put effort to get them to be the leader and voice of the culture to the others. And I think that has been the way for us to get a better message across.
You get like a few people in there to be really invested in what you're doing, and then those
believing
people
it and invested,
are,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those people are the ones that are constantly, I guess, getting everybody else on board and making sure everybody else.
They set the stage right, and they pick apart the process that is not right, and they have a better communication skill within each other. So they're not in a level of leadership. They're in level of holding the process continuous. So, and then as we go along, we select a few of them to be the leaders. Most of our leader in our business has been people who have very little experience in our business. So we as a group believe to hire the attitude and teach the craft. Because common sense in our business really delivers 90% of what we do up front. So if you have the right attitude, if you know when someone walk into your place and wants to order the burger, if you don't know the 6 burger that you need to know, then you're no use to them. If you have a look in your face that you hate to be here, you just simply killed that enthusiasm by the guest that walked in to want to order. So a lot of what we do really has to do to hire the right attitude. We spent a lot of time teaching the craft.
And what's the right attitude?
Being close to between A and a B personalities, to be able to be around people. Some people can't work well around people.
No.
Some people can work well around computer. Some people can multitask. Our business is a multitask business. So you have to be able to multitask 2 or 3 things at the same time. Mm-hmm. Some restaurants, we have tables. So you have to have 6, 5 tables. So you have to multitask one that has got a couple that is sitting in it, one that has a husband and wife with 2 kids, one is a parent with an older kids. And so you got to be able to sort of read and be an actor, mm-hmm. in that in that place. And some people really enjoy that. I have people in our crew that I would sit there and watch them because they just fit into that whole program. Mm-hmm. So training is essential. But finding a few good people and have them to buy into your concept and be vested in your concept and having them to deliver the message to us is a more important part of our training. So, you know, you can tell them this is 3 pages of what our burger is. This is how you answer the telephone. This is how you put the to-go order. This is how you read the order back to the guest. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most people can figure that out. But if you don't have the right attitude to express that to the guest, if you can't tell me that I use the best burger to the guest, why is your burger any different? If you can't respond that to them, mm-hmm. then you didn't make any sales. And we, at the end of the day, we're selling yes. product
it
to the
guest. It is selling, yeah. Definitely selling. It's being able to relate to the people. You described several different kinds of people that occupy the tables. And when your staff can relate to those people easily and comfortably, that really speaks a lot. And that's how they're going to be able to sell that food. It really is a matter of marketing for you, for your restaurant.
They are. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. they're constantly yes. out there marketing.
They have to be.
And you know, when I say it's a restaurant business, and people, some people think about it as a okay job. I have had people who join me. I've been doing this for 37 years. I've had people join me that were going to a different purpose of schooling, and they changed to a hospitality degree because they felt so good about it. Mm-hmm. I currently have management team that goes to school, and at this stage, before the graduation, they're making more money than when they graduated as management mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they built their own future through wanting to learn what we do. And there are staff in our business, ultimately, when they make money, they're happy. So you can actually sort of become a little bit more dictatorship in teaching. Because if you work for 4 hours and you really set up your place for 2 hours, cleaning for 2 hours, and there is really a we're a marathon. We're not a sprint. We come and then we go. So if you take a look at 4 hours of that and you actually walk away with $120, that 4 hours is over $25 an hour. Mm-hmm. So if you explain that to a person who's going to do other jobs or a person who has home, kids, and just can get away 6 hours as a second job or as a job while her husband or his wife working because we have them both, and they can make $500-$600 a week, we're just working 20 hours. I think then at that time you can sort of demand, this is what I expect you to do.
Mm-hmm. It almost becomes a career for them rather than just a job.
There are mm-hmm. there are some people that mm-hmm. look at it as career, and they have made it as a career. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to build our company in a ways that as we grow, we can take some of those individuals that are putting the effort and commitment to become part of the ownership of our growth.
Yeah, you said something about that earlier with your chef, that you were going to give him a piece.
Absolutely.
Of
I believe that most all of our management after 2 to 3 years will get a piece of their business. Mm-hmm. We have no desire not to. I want to go ahead and mm-hmm. play golf sometimes.
And they become invested in
that's
your
right.
business.
Absolutely.
And that's definitely a feather in your cap.
Yeah.
So thank you, David. This has been absolutely delightful. We learned a lot about restaurant business.
We always do.
We do.
There's a guy who knows. It's you.
Thanks.
Please like us on our Facebook page, Yes to the Chef. And we're co-host Kelly Taylor, a natural chef and instructor, and Janice Escott, Cordon Bleu chef and instructor. Happy cooking, Kelly.
Happy cooking.
And happy cooking, David. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Here with the gravy, David.
David.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Have a tomato, Plato.
Plato.
Here's got your Toradora.
Oh, Dora.
Try the bologna, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. I'll fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food will fill you. Stay in the kitchen alone, work my fingers to the